friends. Thanks for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy, and I'll be your host for today. Today's been a good week. Hopefully everybody's having a good week. I'm just in awe at what God has been doing, and I'm amazed and kind of shocked at what's been going on in the world. Well, not a shock, because we already know that we're living in the last days, but it's just mind-boggling at how so many things become accepted in today's world and today's society. Remember, my friends, we got to start being God-pleasers and not man-pleasers. If you look throughout the world of what's been going on in Texas, you got dead fish coming up in the rivers. In New York, you got swarm of bees happening, invading New York. In Nevada, you got crickets and just bugs. And we're living in the last days. You can see it everywhere. Every time you turn on the TV, every time you go to a store, the things of this world are becoming more accepted. And remember, my friends, the Bible is true whether you believe it or not. It was written over 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ died for our sins, past, present, and future. But His Word remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when God tells us something in His Word, it comes to pass, and it's true. His words never return back void. They never fall to the ground. All His promises are yes and amen. So when God speaks and He tells us not to do certain things, or certain things are an abomination to Him, it's very important that we listen. But in today's society, in 2023, we got so many people accepting so many different false religions. We got people accepting the LGBTQ community, perhaps a family members are lesbian or gay, and they're just accepting of this. But we have to show love. Yes, we still got to show love, but we got to show more of God's truth. And God's truth on this, about homosexuality and about the gay and lesbian lifestyle, or that lifestyle, is an abomination to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we got to be bold and we got to be firm. Now, some people are not going to want to listen to the podcast, to what I have to say, but it's not what I have to say. I'm just the messenger. So I'm just reiterating what God's word says. God says that He loves the sinner, but He hates the sin. God loves the sinner, but He hates the sin. If you are in a homosexual lifestyle, lesbian lifestyle, or you know someone that is participating in the LGBTQ community, let them know that God calls it a sin. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, calls that a sin. And there are consequences for that sin. It's like if a little kid crosses the street and the parent keeps telling the little kid, don't go across the street. You can get run over. You can get hit by a car. But if the little kid don't listen to the kid and they keep crossing the street every day, eventually that little kid's either going to get struck by a car, end up getting killed, or going to the hospital. There's consequences. My friends, we cannot be silent anymore. As Christians, we have to be bold and stand up to what is right, to what we believe in, to what the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, has asked us to do as fellow Christians. We can't look at sin and participate in it like the world does and clap our hands and smile and say everything's going to be okay, because not everything's going to be okay. No, the Lord says sin is sin. If you're gay, if you're lesbian, if you're married and have an adulterous affair, that is sin. If you're blaspheming the Lord Jesus Christ and using His name in vain, that is sin. If you are lying, that is a sin. If you are doubting, that is a sin. How can we, as human beings, imperfection, because we are imperfected, but God came, Jesus Christ sent his son to die on the cross for our sins, past, present, and future, and he wants us to follow him. So how can we as Christians become more like God? We got to look at his word. First of all, you got to accept Jesus Christ into your heart. Second, you got to repent of your sins. You got to ask God for forgiveness for your sins. If you're doing things and you know you're an adult, if you know from right from wrong, you know what's going to please the Lord and what isn't going to please the Lord. If somebody's asking you to do something that's contrary to what God has asked you to do in the Bible, that's considered a sin. Bottom line, there is just black or white. There's no gray area. I know other people, maybe your family members, maybe your friends, maybe your coworkers, your colleagues, your neighbors may be okay with it, but God isn't okay with it. Your neighbor is not going to be there when you die and you see God face to face. They're not going to be there up in heaven and saying, hey, Jason was okay. He was a good friend of mine. He was a good buddy. He deserves to go to heaven. You're going to be the only one giving an account for your sins when you stand face to face with the Lord. And what do you think the Lord is going to tell you if you're participating in sin? And participating, I mean, let's get to the bottom issues. If you're cursing and just every other word is a curse word, a sailor's mouth, how are you going to react when God asks you about that? How are you going to feel standing face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ and he's going to ask you, why did you curse? Why were you using profanity? What about if you're married? Come on now, I'm going to start preaching. Some of you, you need to turn up this podcast. What if you are married and you're flirting with the opposite sex that is not your spouse? If you're getting on social media and you're sending messages behind your back, behind your spouse's back, and you're sending messages to another female or another male, that's considered adultery. That's considered an emotional affair. What if you're having an affair and a sexual affair? That's still considered adultery. God is not pleased with that, my friends. God is not pleased with that. What about those people that participate in the pride? They're not gay, they're not lesbian, but then they go to the events to show support. It's like an accomplice. God sees that like an accomplice. Let me give you a good example to make you fully understand a little bit better. If you're riding with a group of friends and you go to a store and you're just sitting in the back seat in a car and those friends get out, go in that store and rob that store and come out with all this money and they take off, you are considered an accomplice with your friends. You didn't go in the store, you didn't hold up the cashier with a gun, but yet you participated in it because you were in that car, in that vehicle, in the back seat, hanging around those people. And that's the same thing with you going to a pride event. Let's support our support the gay and lesbian community. If you do that, you are committing a sin. Bottom line, God is not pleased with that. When God created man or woman, God created him in his image, and his DNA running through our bloodlines. If you were created a male when you were born, you should stay a male. You should not be having surgeries to change into a female, and vice versa. God wants a man and a woman to be married, not man and man and not woman and woman. That goes against God's nature, and it goes against what God wants in a biblical unified marriage. Now, let's say you have friends that are homosexuals or lesbians, and you go to their wedding. That's like you're participating in that lifestyle, and God is not pleased, and you will have to give an account for that. My friends, we are living in the last days, and we're going to be held accountable. In Romans, it says that we're going to be held accountable for every action, every deed, every thought, everything we ever said or done to another human being. And wouldn't it be a beautiful thing that when you're standing face to face for the Lord and it comes to that event and you don't go because you want to honor God and not man, You want to honor God and not your friend? We got to start being God pleasers and not man pleasers. Don't worry about what others are going to think. Worry about what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to think. Because He's the one that created us. Remember, my friends, He is the author and the finisher of all things. He's a potter and we are His clay. He is shaping us and molding us into Christians. We can't be those lukewarm Christians anymore that are straddling the fence. They got one foot in church and the other foot in the nightclub. They got one foot in church and the other foot at the bar drinking beer or getting high or getting hooked on drugs. Now, if you are one of those people that go to the bars that drink or hooked on drugs, my friends, you need to repent and ask the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to come into your heart, because He can change you and make you clean and make you whole. Man can't change you, but our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can. The Bible says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that no one enters into heaven except through Him. There's only one way to get into heaven, my friends, and that's with having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and asking God to forgive you of your sins. That is the only way, and to believe our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. Money is not going to get you into heaven. Being rich and famous is not going to get you into heaven. Having a pastor, a father that's a pastor, or a mother that's in the church choir, that's not going to get you into heaven. They're not going to be standing beside you face to face when you die. You're going to be on your own giving an account to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And He's going to ask you, what have you done for my kingdom? What have you done for me? And how are you going to feel if all He shows you, your life is, your whole life is just going to the bars, getting drunk, getting high, hooked on drugs, or having an affair on your family or your wife? My friends, I'm going to urge you, and I can't be transparent enough. The best way you can do things is, because this is true, God is with us wherever we go. The Bible says whenever there are two or more gathered, that God is in the midst of us. And anything that we ask in His name, according to His word and His riches and glory, He's going to give us that. He's going to give us that. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and you shall find. God doesn't get more plainer than that. It's so simple. But yet people want to make it so hard and so difficult. They want to keep blaming the devil for all their problems. But half the time, it's us as human beings that make the wrong choices, the wrong decisions. Are you going to follow the crowd or are you going to follow God? Are you going to follow peer pressure? Are you going to follow our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Think about that. And my friends, if you're married and you have kids, what kind of example are you setting for your kids? Are you teaching them about the Lord Jesus Christ, who He is? Are you telling them to repent of their sins? Are you asking them to accept Him into their hearts and getting them into a good Bible-believing church, Holy Ghost Spirit-filled? We got to start investing the future for our kids. You got to start talking about Jesus Christ every day. If you can talk about a birthday party, you can talk about their football events, their basketball events, their volleyball events, or tennis. You could talk about concerts or just small talk of what goes on in every day at your work. Why can't you talk to your kids about Jesus Christ? There's only two places that you can go, my friends, heaven or hell. There's no in between. There's no purgatory. Catholics teach that there's a purgatory, my friends, and that's a false doctrine. The Bible makes it very clear. The only way to get into heaven is through Jesus Christ. You're not going to go through a priest, ask him, tell him, confess your sins, and then he's going to tell you to say 10 Hail Marys or full of grace, and you're going to be forgiven. No, you take your burdens, your worries, your fears to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and you ask Him personally to forgive you of your sins. Life is not based upon works. You can't say, but I'm a good person and I'm going to get into heaven. But I do good things. God's not looking at the good things. God is looking at your heart and what you're doing for His kingdom. When was the last time you told someone about Jesus Christ? When was the last time that you led someone to receive and accept Jesus Christ into their heart? When was the last time that you prayed for someone? These are things that we need to be setting our eyes and focus on. My friends, there are crowns up in heaven waiting for us. There are 5 different crowns, and one of them is a soul winner crown. Imagine that. Some of you may be new Christians and you don't know what that means. That means for every person that you have led to Jesus Christ, for every person that you talk to and you told them about your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and they repented of their sins and they asked Jesus into their hearts, that's winning a lost soul to Jesus. And Jesus is pleased because of that. And you're going to be rewarded for that. You're going to receive a crown and many jewels. But it's up to you, my friends, what you do here on earth. When you die, you're not going to be able to take the money with you. You're not going to take the cars with you, the house with you, or your family with you. Your body's going to go to the ground, and your soul's going to go straight up to heaven. And you're going to meet your Lord and Maker, Jesus Christ. And He's going to tell you 2 things. Depart from me, you wicked sinner, I never knew you, or welcome into the kingdom of heaven. But my friends, it's up to us. It's up to us. Jesus did His part. God did His part by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Now it's time that we do our part. We got to stand boldly as Christians. We cannot be afraid. God does not give us the spirit of fear. He gives us power, love, and a sound mind. We got to seek our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind. And we got to run hard after Him. We are placed on this earth, and I'm going to get passionate, and I'm just so excited. We are placed here on this earth for one specific reason: to win people to Christ and to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Isn't it beautiful that God doesn't charge us for eternal salvation? Isn't it wonderful? That's a free gift. But there's people that are mocking Jesus Christ. Brazil mocked Him and having parades with Satanists. Not all of Brazil, but some parts of Brazil. And look what happened. There was an earthquake. There was a preacher that I saw the other day that was saying that he accepted the lesbian in community inside their church. And then he was saying that he didn't believe the Bible, or he didn't believe what God had to say in the Bible. And what happened that same night? There was lightning and it struck his church, and his church burned to the ground. Our God, and I'm not talking any God, I'm talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is a God. He doesn't compare to no one, and He will not be mocked. If you mock our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is a penalty to pay, my friends, and that is death. The wages of sin is death. But God came to give us eternal life and to give it more abundantly. We need to start following our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We cannot be afraid anymore. We cannot be hiding behind the scenes. People need to start knowing that you're Christian. And how can they know that? Because of your lifestyle. When you accept Jesus Christ in your heart and you're living for Jesus, there's a light that shines on you. And other people are going to see it, and they're going to want that light. They're going to want that peace. And that's your opportunity to share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can never be good enough to enter into heaven. That's why God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to pay for our sins. God wants you to have an eternal life today. I hope this message blessed you. And the message is, don't be afraid to share the gospel. Don't worry about what other people are going to think of you. Worry about what our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is going to say on that day. Tomorrow's not promised, my friends. If you knew the last moment that you were going to take your breath, if God came down and told you, hey, today's going to be your last day, you wouldn't be going out to the clubs, going to the concerts. you would be wanting to spend time in God's Word and spend time with your family. Those are the two things that matter most. But the one that matters most is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible says to put Him first, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And that's a beautiful promise that God has for us. And He has it for me, and He has it for you. So I want to encourage you today, if you never share the gospel with anyone, share this podcast with them. If you just got saved, share your testimony with other people so that they can get saved. If one person would just lead one other person to Christ, and everybody did that in the whole world would be saved. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be a beautiful thing? But there are so many people that mock God, and they don't want to hear about God. All they want to hear about their worldly desires and fleshly desires. And they're going to know the day that they died that the Bible was real, that God was real, and heaven was real. I want to thank you again for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. My name is Kathy. Be encouraged. Life is so short. Let's focus what on matters most, which is our eternal soul. Eternal salvation is a goal. What we need to achieve and strive for. It's okay to have the nice house, the nice cars, the nice job, but let's invest in our future, our eternal salvation. Get your family saved. Get your neighbors saved. Get your loved ones saved, your children, because you're going to want to see them again. Thank you again for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. If you never accepted Jesus Christ into your heart, repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner, and I repent of my sins today. I open wide the door of my heart, and I ask you to come in. I turn my back on sin. I turn my back on the devil and demon forces, and I ask you to be Lord of my life. I believe in John 3:16 that says, "For whoever believes in you shall not perish but have everlasting life." I thank you for writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life, which is a big book in heaven that has everybody's name on it, whoever accepted you. And I repent of my sins. Thank you. Amen. If you said that prayer, I want you to welcome you into the kingdom of heaven. The next thing you need to do is get into a good Bible-believing church. Make sure that they believe in the Holy Spirit. If you don't know what the Holy Spirit is, that's speaking in tongues. That's in Acts chapter 2. Make sure that that church talks about repentance. How to get saved. That you need to repent and ask God for forgiveness of your sins. Make sure that they talk about how to cast out demons, how to get delivered. Make sure that they have membership classes where you can join and get in fellow Bibleship study with other Christians so that you can grow in Christ. Thank you again for listening to God Has a Plan for Your Life. Be blessed. Be encouraged. If you had a bad day yesterday, hey, today's another great day. Today is the day the Lord has made, and I will be glad and rejoice in it. Sometimes so many people just want to be so negative and just focus on the bad. You need to start focusing on the good thing. If you woke up today, that's a blessing from the Lord, because not many people woke up. They died in their sin. They either went to heaven or went to hell. Your goal, you want to win the race, and that is to have eternal salvation and to spread the gospel and get other people saved. Thanks again for listening. Be blessed. Love y'all. Bye-bye.